But let me jump in our next interview. As you know, I'm a child government monitor with Christina Nomdo, and it's been a great experience. Christina Nomdo is a real legend, and I got two of my fellow family members in studio today with me. Ivy Fumba, better known as V, and I keep on forgetting your name.
Marie.
Hi Marie, how have your day been so far?
My day has been really great. Meeting you, Sadiq, and B as well, because you know our session's always over WhatsApp.
WhatsApp, yes. Me and B met a couple of times before. But can you please tell us more about yourself?
Okay, I'm Vimbawa Tambwa, 15 years old, a government monitor. I joined the Western Cape Government Monitors Group last year, June. Yeah, when I started, I think, yes. It's been a great experience, and for me, myself, I'm a Zimbabwean, but live in South Africa. I was born in Zimbabwe, but lived in Botswana for 12 years, then came to South Africa 2018.
28. And can you please introduce yourself?
I'm Willy Marie Matando. I'm 17 years old. I attend Excelsior Senior. I joined the government monitors last year at the beginning, but then because of communications, I only became an active member this year. I'm also a foreign national. I was actually born in Angola. So I've been living in South Africa for the past 15, 16 years, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh.
And I love reading.
Oh, can I just mention something, listeners? As I would call me the ambassador of the group. We got names for all of us, like Lucanio, our Secretary General, Alicia Marcus, a political leader, and a few others. What is your role in the government monitors?
My role in the government monitor, I'm one of the representatives. Mostly, I also write submissions, like when we have to write submissions to other groups, like the SIR, APRM group. I have to write a submission to it and also represent the child government monitors in that group. So my side role is the being the representative also.
I actually joined the advisory council because of all my help, I guess. I'm so glad Tina put me there. The term advisory is self-explanatory, exactly. We help Tina write submissions and reports. Help Tina make submissions and write reports. Another role is just being there actively every single Thursday during our sessions to voice my opinion. Yeah, that's what I can say. That's my role.
Sorry for that. For that noise, as much as a helicopter landing at the hospital. How has your experience being a government monitor?
So far, so great. Over my expectations. It's been an honor meeting so many children, not only from Cape Town, but kids from Hesekwa, for example, that are in such remote areas, getting together for our sessions. I believe we have become a family.
Yes, we have.
For me, being a government so far has been the most wonderful experience. As Willow said, meeting a lot of people, I never knew that I'd be here one day, and it's been one of my most greatest experiences I would never wish I would get one day.
Today the theme is about youth. What does youth mean to you?
As you already mentioned before, the youth is very important because they are our future leaders. And I think the same. I think the youth has a great They have a powerful tool because they are fearless. I mean, look at us right now. We are kids, right? And we're working with Commission of Children. And we're on the radio making kids smile and helping big adults. Who would have thought that would have been possible? So once again, the youth are very important. And I think we should give them more encouragement to do so because they are our future leaders.
For me, the youth is a symbolism of power and strength, because we, the youth, hold more power, and as Mulu said, we are the future. So if youth is encouraged more, we can actually set a big example for the upcoming generations, and that's why youth for me is very special, because I am part of the youth.
Was there any opportunities for you working with the commissioner?
Yes, there's a lot of opportunities for me. Look at me. We got to go to the parliament. That's one thing which I never thought I'd be in. And then I also got to meet more other organizations as the SIR APRM group, which has been really opening for me, and I know much more about South Africa now.
Same, likewise. I know a lot more about the laws, especially in the country, concerning children. My biggest highlight has to be when we did an interview with the Department of Education, because I'm really orientated around education, kids education particularly, and being a child government monitor opened that door for me. So I'm really glad that opportunity was. And also being on RX Radio, I always wanted to be on the radio, so, yeah.
How are you using the platform as a child government monitor to make a positive change to encourage other children in our country?
First of all, it starts with my surroundings. At school, for example, I learn more about children's rights and children's violations, you know. And when you know that, you're better equipped to not only protect yourself, but kids in your communities. So when I see children that are struggling, when it comes up in a session, I can mention that and I can help Tina do her job even better. So that is my little tiny way of helping my community.
For me, as Mwilu said, you can see that there's children outside struggling, and our way of helping is like spreading the love and showing them there's someone who actually cares, our superhero Christina Nomtu, that there's someone out there working with us so that you guys can have like a better future and better life.
Christina Nomtu is really a legend. I don't think she knows she's a legend, but she's really a legend to us.
Yes, she is.
If you had a chance saying anything to the government regarding youth in our country, what would you say?
Raise more awareness around children's mental health and physical health, because the schools are not doing enough. You know, children come to school and they don't know who they can reach to, because sometimes the teachers are busy and, you know, that type of thing. So the government could just raise more awareness around and tell the world that there are children that are suffering, you know, and allow more platforms like these where children like you, Sadiq, and V, and I, where we can speak for the voiceless, that'll be great.
I like when you said they can create a platform where other children can talk for them.
Yes.
Because sometimes you feel too embarrassed.
I'm trying, guys.
You feel too embarrassed to talk to yourself. Then you got other children talking for you.
For me, one of the things I'd say to the government is to increase more child participation. Because right now some children don't know that they have rights to talk about their feelings. They are suppressed, and they don't think that it's in their standing, yeah, to talk about what is affecting them. So if you can, as Milo said, raise more child awareness and child participation, we can go forth.
Is there anything else you guys would like to say?
I like to say it's been really great being part of the RX Radio show, and being able to talk about Children's Rights, the Youth Day, and of course sharing about our superhero Christina Nomdu, which is really wonderful. And we're hoping for more meetings and more child participation and awareness.
Yes. Thank you so much, guys.